Hi there. The word for you today is God's word doesn't change. In Psalm 119, the longest psalm in the Bible, verse 160, the psalmist writes, "Your righteous laws are eternal." A publishing house advertised, 10 books to read before you die. And you know what? The Bible didn't even make the list. Amazing. If there's one book you should read, it's the Bible. When a well-known Christian author replaced her favorite cookbook with a, quote, new and updated version, she said it wasn't the same. It had been adapted for convenience. And people are trying to do the same with God's Word. Adapt it to make it more convenient, or time-saving, or easier to follow. The truth is, God's Word never changes. The results of sin are the same. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And God's plan of salvation hasn't changed. Ephesians 2:8 says, "By grace you have been saved through faith, not works, lest anyone should boast." And God's method for finding guidance is the same. Listen to this, Psalm 19, verse 7. "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is true, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." And you know what? God's solution for anger is still the same. Psalm 37, verse 7. "Rest in the Lord." Rest in the Lord. I want you to get this. Very important. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. It only leads to harm. And God's method for finding peace hasn't changed. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, Paul writes, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds." The psalmist said, "All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal." Bottom line, new and improved simply isn't in the book.